And this is Sid Ferret with you on the Amigalama Show till 7. And here's a group that I have featured once before on this show. Their first two releases in a set of four albums that were put out in the 70s. The band's name is Jade Warrior. They began as a fairly straight-ahead prog rock group, but Chris Blackwell from Ireland heard them and wanted them to just join as a two-piece instrumental without their drummer. Tony Duhigg and John Field were the musicians, and they went on to produce four albums for Ireland that had an extremely distinctive and captivating character to them. And I have, as I said, featured the first two of those on previous shows, but I'm going to get into the second two of those right now, starting with something from 1976's Kites. This is Jade Warrior with Songs of the Forest on CKCU.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The distinctive guitar stylings of Tony Duig and keyboard and wind instrument work of John Field calling themselves Jade Warrior. From the third and fourth of four albums released in the 70s by Jade Warrior for Island Records. And sadly, Tony Dewig died in the 90s. Though John Field has continued, and the band name still lives on. Releases have been ongoing. But we were listening to Way of the Sun from 1978, the tracks Death of Ra, Dance of the Sun, Carnival, River Song, and Way of the Sun, Heaven Stone. And before that, from Kites from 1976, The Last Question, Towards the Mountains, Arrival of the Emperor, Quietly by the Riverbank, Land of the Warrior, Kite Song, Wind Born, The Emperor Kite, Wind Song, and Songs of the Forest from Jade Warrior.